From the campuses of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and the University of Notre Dame in Notre Dame, Indiana, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Notre Dame University is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke College, the school that last week toppled a hard-fighting, evenly matched Oberlin College team. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle to the brains. Well, these last few weeks have been pretty exciting here in the College Quiz Bowl. First, a fast-talking, fast-thinking team from Oberlin College toppled the longtime Quiz Bowl champs, the University of Minnesota. Then last week, Mount Holyoke put down Oberlin in a tense, close game, decided in the final minutes of play. And tonight, Mount Holyoke will defend its new won laurels against a challenging quartet from the University of Notre Dame. So let's get along with this game and meet the teams. First, we're going way out, 800 miles west to Notre Dame, Indiana, where Charles Chan of station WMAQ Chicago is on hand to referee for the Notre Dame team. Are you with us, Chan?
Right here, Alan, and so are the Notre Dame men. Holyoke is one college Notre Dame hasn't met and mastered on the gridiron, and the boys are glad of the chance to meet, if not master, the Holyoke girls on the College Quiz Bowl. And here's the team to say hello.
Pat DePasquale, Somerville, Massachusetts.
Frank Newman, Brooklyn, New York.
Jack Doherty, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Jim Cantrell, Lexington, Kentucky.
There you have the Fighting Irish from the University of Notre Dame in Notre Dame, Indiana. Now let's come back east and up to South Hadley, Massachusetts, where Jim Strong of station WTIC, Hartford, Connecticut, is standing by to referee for the Mount Holyoke College team. Are you there, Jim?
I sure am, Alan, and so is the Mount Holyoke College team. The girls are pleased to have brought the Quiz Bowl title back to the East. And if they have their way, they'll keep it here a while. Ladies, step right up and say hello.
Betsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richard, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
There you have met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to enter. When the University of Notre Dame signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. And may I tell you at the beginning, the bonus question, the first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. Here's the toss-up that might earn it for you. The chief engineer of the Panama Canal Commission, a well-known president of the American Tobacco Company, and a very famous... Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
They were all named after George Washington.
Right, for 10 points. You interrupted the question, I will ask... I was going to ask, and a very famous agriculture research scientist all had the same first two names for 10 points. What are those two names? And you said George Washington. George Washington Girthles, George Washington Hill, George Washington Carver. All right, Mount Holyoke, here's your 30-point bonus that you earned by guessing what I was going to ask. You work as a team, you know, on a bonus question. In literature, you know, various characters have sometimes been sentenced with peculiar punishments. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to name the following characters. First of all, she was condemned to wear a scarlet A on her breast.
That was in the scarlet letter by Hawthorne.
Hester, Hezebel.
Yes, I want her name.
Hester.
That's her first name.
Prim.
Hester. That's right, Hester Prim, right, for 10 points. Now, tell me who this is. He was condemned in Hades to forever try to roll a stone.
That was Sisyphus.
That's right, for 10 points. She says Sisyphus, you notice. All right. He was imprisoned in a maze of his own construction.
Oh, the
bull of Minotaur?
No, Minotaur.
No, he was imprisoned. He was imprisoned in a maze of his own construction.
Oh.
He was himself imprisoned there by a king. Time is called. Daedalus, who contrived the labyrinth of Crete and was himself imprisoned there by King Minotaur. He built his own prison.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What wildflower might remind you of the Cinderella fairy tale? Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
A lady slipper.
Right, for 10 points, Jim. Okay, I didn't expect Notre Dame to get that one. Well, you know. Here we go, the bonus question, Notre Dame, worth 30 points. It's a bonus question that's going to test your knowledge of natural history and your knowledge of geography. You got to kind of think this out here. For 10 points apiece, work as a team and identify, first of all, the island or island group that has the same name as a kind of finch.
Kind of what?
The Canary Islands, isn't it?
That's right, the Canary Islands. That's right. Finch, F-I-N-C-H it was. All right. Now, name the Mediterranean island or island groups, the name of which sounds like the same, or sounds the same, as a kind of evergreen tree. The name of which sounds the same as a kind of evergreen tree, a Mediterranean island or island group.
Pyrus, Cyprus.
Cyprus. Did I hear Cyprus?
Cyprus.
Cyprus, right, for 10 points. The island or island group that has the same name as a kind of small, stocky horse.
Shetland Islands.
Shetland Islands, right, for 10 points. Okay, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 minutes to go, Notre Dame has 40 points, Mount Holyoke has 30 points. And back to another toss-up, Alan.
And coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. That's the one you might earn if you get this toss-up. Here it is, for 10 points. Listen carefully. For 10 points, state the scientific law that Archimedes discovered when he... Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
I think you're going to ask for Archimedes' law of flotation. That is, a body will sink until it displaces its own weight of water, and then it will float.
That is right for 10 points. Is that right, Mr. Brady? You said that? Archimedes' law of flotation. I didn't have flotation on my card here, but that's all right. You got a 30-point musical bonus by knowing that, Notre Dame. Now, you know these people. Their names are all song titles. You're going to get 10 points apiece if you'll tell us who they are. First...
That's my Bill, I think.
Bill, right, for 10 points. All right, who's this?
Jim. Laura.
Right, Laura. Okay, who's this?
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett. Right, for 10 points. You got them all, by God. Roger.
Right now, we have 18 and a half minutes to go. Notre Dame has 80 and Mount Holyoke has 30, Alan.
And a 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. According to Rudyard Kipling, and for 10 points, who are sisters under their skin? Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
The Colonel's Lady and Sadie O'Grady.
All right, I'll accept it. Judy O'Grady, Sadie O'Grady, we got the last names. The Colonel Lady, you got the poem. Very good. You got a 30-point bonus. Here you are, Mount Holyoke. In American history, men have had quite different reactions to the possibility of their being nominated for president. Now, for 10 points apiece, identify the men who either accepted or rejected presidential candidacy in the following words. First, I do not choose to run.
Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge, right. Speak up, I want to hear you. Okay, my hat's in the ring, the fight is on, and I'm...
Alfred E. Smith?
And I'm stripped to the buff.
Smith?
No.
Oh, God.
Cleveland?
I just called another virile guy by the name of Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, no.
Roosevelt. Okay. Who said this? If nominated, I will not accept. If elected, I will not serve.
Eisenhower did, didn't he?
No.
No? Oh, Stevenson?
No.
Wilson.
No.
William Sherman. William
Sherman.
That's a very famous quote, as a matter of fact. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, we have 17 minutes to go, Gadzooks. Notre Dame has 80, Mount Holyoke has 50, Alan.
Gadzooks didn't say any of them.
Well, she did.
All right, here we go with a 40-point bonus coming up, a 40-pointer coming up. Here's your toss-up. Pascal said that if her nose had been a little shorter... Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
Cleopatra.
Right, Cleopatra. Interrupted the toss-up question. Let me read it for the benefit of the audience. Pascal said that if her nose had been a little shorter, the whole face of the world would have been changed. For 10 points, who was she? And it was Cleopatra. Here's your bonus question, Mount Holyoke. I'm going to read you... Now, listen, on a bonus question, you've got plenty of time, so let me read it all, will you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the opening sentences of four famous novels. And for 10 points apiece, you're to identify the title of each work and its author. You got that? The title and the author.
Right.
Here are the opening lines. First of all, in that part of the western division of this kingdom, which is commonly called Somersetshire, there lately lived and perhaps lives still a gentleman whose name was Allworthy.
Oh, that's Tom Jones by Fielding.
Right, for 10 points. All right. I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York of a good family, though not of that country, my father being a foreigner of Bremen who settled first at Hull.
That's Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe.
That's right for 10 points. Okay. It is this day 348 years, 6 months, and 19 days since the good people of Paris were awakened by a grand peal from all the bells in the three districts of the Cité, the Université, and the Ville.
Oh, 300... It isn't Tale of Two Cities,
Dickens,
is it?
Dickens, The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Hugo?
Right, for 10 points. The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Hugo. Okay, here's your last one. An unassuming young man was traveling in midsummer from his native city of Hamburg to Davos Platz in the canton of Crisons on a 3 weeks visit.
Oh, Gad.
Is that... That's what I said.
Is that William Tell? Is it Igold? Is it... No.
What'd you say, Ellen?
It's not... Magic Mountain by
Thomas Mann.
All right. No. Okay, we're scoring time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 15 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has climbed into the lead with 90 points. Notre Dame trails by 10 with 80.
All right, and I'll tell you this much. Here's a musical toss-up for you coming up, and a 40-point bonus in the offing. This is a musical toss-up to test your familiarity with great operatic arias. You are to signal now as soon as you can tell us the opera from which this aria is taken. Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
La Tosca.
Right, Tosca. And a 40-point... Boy, this is a tough one, too. This is a 40-point bonus. Notre Dame, if you traveled by boat from Athens, Greece, to Odessa, Russia, you would pass through five bodies of water. Now, I'm going to give you 5 points for each of these bodies of water that you can name, and you'll get 40 points if you name all five.
The Aegean?
Right.
The Mediterranean?
No, the Bosporus.
Right.
The Sea of Marmora.
Right.
The Dardanelles.
Right.
And the Black Sea.
Right, you got all 40 points. Oh, goodness sake. You got all... Who was that? Who was that? Who was that that listed them off? Chuck? Francis?
That was Jim Cantrell.
Boy, Jim, you did a good job there. All right, scoring time now, Rod.
Right now, 13 and a half minutes to go. Notre Dame has 130, Mount Holyoke has 90, Allen.
And I got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Recently, during a serious congressional debate, a representative quoted Lewis Carroll, quote, Alice asked the White Queen for some jam. The White Queen stated, jam? Jam yesterday, jam tomorrow, but never jam today. Now, for 10 points, what was the subject of the House debate? Notre Dame.
Frank Newman.
Question over the tariff.
Can you take it, Mount Holyoke?
The atomic energy?
No, dear, it was the pay raise for Congress.
Oh.
In other words, jam for the members. All right, we still got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. She called Orestes' brother. Iphigen. Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Electra.
Right, for 10 points. Iphigenia, sister, and for 10 points, who was she? All right, here's your 30-point bonus that you earned by that. You know, it's correct to say a herd of cattle.
Yeah.
And a flock of sheep. Now, when referring to a group of these animals, of course. Now, for 5 points apiece, what is the correct collective noun other than, and understand that, other than herd or flock, to use in referring to a group of each of the following? 5 points apiece. Quail.
Covey.
Covey.
Right. Shad.
School.
School.
Right. Wolves.
Pack.
Pack.
Right. Lions.
Oh, lion, hare? Would there, they try
no,
to too?
No, pride. Pride.
Oh.
Geese.
Oh, that's flock, too.
No, other than herd or flock.
Group? No.
Gaggle. Gaggle.
Oh, gaggle.
And they also say that some people with colorful language refer to a group of women with this. I wouldn't know. Gaggle is the word. Quails.
What was that one?
Quails. Other than flock or herd.
Covey. Would that be school?
No, I'll accept school. It is also gam. Oh.
Alan, hold it. That's the half whistle time, which calls for a 1 minute timeout.
All right, thank you, Roger. Now we're going to talk to teams in just a moment. But first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of college quiz bowl questions. For a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, I suggest you see the March issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands right now. You know, Good Housekeeping also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our college quiz bowl. Now, let's take out a minute and talk with our teams. First, let's meet the phenomenal men from Notre Dame University. Let me see. Chuck Daugherty. Are you a senior, sir?
Yes, I am, Alan.
What are your plans upon graduation?
The next year, I'm entering the Notre Dame Law School, and then I'm going to spend 3 years in the Navy with the Supply Corps.
Fine. Are you in the Naval ROTC up there?
That's right, Alan.
Good. Francis Newman, what are your plans, sir?
I plan to go to graduate school next year and eventually become a teacher.
Fine. What's your major? What's your field?
English.
Good. Good to have good men in the teaching profession. Pat, what is your job after graduation?
Well, I intend to go to graduate school, too, Alan.
Where?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
I see.
I hope to go to Europe. I'm not sure.
What are your plans upon graduating from graduate school?
Well, I want to teach, too, on a college level.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Jim Cantrell, what are your plans, sir?
Well, I make it unanimous. I hope to go to graduate school, too.
Good. And then?
Well, I hope to be a chemistry professor.
You're going to be a teacher, too, huh?
Yes.
A chemistry professor. Well, all right. Thank you very much, Ben. You sound great. Okay, now let's move back east and meet some of these ladies up at Mount Holyoke. I'd kind of like to talk to Myra Mullett. Myra?
All right, Alan, I'm right here.
Listen, Myra, I and a lot of my friends all over the country have asked me to ask you to tell them something about the history of Mount Holyoke. Are you familiar with it?
Well, I know a little bit about it, Alan, as most Holyoke girls do.
Well, for instance, what are some of the high points?
Well, of course, the high point was the founding in 1837 when Mary Lyon, who was one of the foremost women in women's education, founded our school. It was Mount Holyoke Female Seminary then.
When?
1837.
Good
and
day.
Then in 1888, we became Mount Holyoke Female Seminary and College. And now we always have offered a full college curriculum.
Yeah.
This Monday, too, is Mary Lyon's birthday, the 28th of February.
Well, let's wish her a merry happy birthday.
Fine. And on Sunday, we're going to have a very special dish that we always have before her birthday, which is called Deacon Porter's Hat.
I've heard about that.
You've
what's
heard
in
of
it?
That?
Yeah. What's in
it? Oh, well, I tell you, I don't exactly know, but I think it's got molasses in it.
I see.
It's awfully good, though.
Well, Myra, how does a girl from Alabama like it up there in New England?
Oh, she loves New England.
Fine.
So good.
It's very good to hear the story of Mount Holyoke College, and it sounds like it's just as great as the history has always said it was. Now, it looks like to me that it's time to get back to the quiz, right? So let's get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, and let's take a look at the time and score. Right now we have 8.5 minutes to go. Notre Dame has 130 points. Mount Holyoke has 120 points. Back to another toss-up.
A musical bonus is coming up next. Here's your toss-up. 30-point musical bonus. This is the toss-up that might win it for you. Listen carefully. If Margarita Carmen Cancino, Norma Jean Baker, and Leslie Towns Hope were to get together to talk shop, what occupation? Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Winters.
Movies.
Why? You're right for 10 points.
They're all the first names of the names of actresses before they took their present names.
Oh, is that so? Well, you got the right answer for 10 points. Marguerite Cancino is who?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Rita Hayworth. Norma Jean Baker is...
That's Lana Turner, isn't
no,
it?
No, that's Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
I got news for you.
Pretty close.
Leslie Town Hope is Bob Hope.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you still earned a 30-point bonus for Mount Holyoke, and it's now March time around the quiz bowl. Sousa marches, to be exact. We're going to play three famous Sousa marches, and all you've got to do is give me the title of each for 10 points apiece. First...
Washington Post?
No.
Hail to the Chief?
No. Time is called El Capitan. El Capitan.
Oh,
all right, now what's the name of this famous Sousa march?
Hail to the Chief?
No.
Washington Post march?
No.
What else did we say before?
Semper Fidelis. Semper Fidelis. All right, what's the name of this one?
Oh, Stars and Stripes Forever.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go. What's scoring time, Rod?
We have 6.5 minutes to go. Notre Dame has 130 points. Mount Holyoke has 140 points.
Boy, this is close. Here's a 30-point bonus coming up. A 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points, complete the following poetic sentence by Longfellow. And the night shall be filled... Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
And as silently as the...
Can you take it, Notre Dame? I'll penalize you 5 points. Penalizing you 5 points, Mount Holyoke. I repeat it all for Notre Dame. 10 points. Complete the following poetic sentence by Longfellow. And the night shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day
shall fold their tents like the Arabs and as silently steal away.
Right to the word for 10 points. Here's your 30-point bonus, Notre Dame. Now, listen carefully. If I ask you to pay careful attention to the 16th and 17th letters of the Roman alphabet, you would understand, I'm sure, that I meant mind your P's and Q's. You got it? You would after a while, I mean. Okay. Now, for 10 points apiece, what do I mean to say in each of the following cases? Do not interrogate me. I shall not prevaricate.
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Right, for 10 points. It is impossible to extract a certain kind of fluid from
the... get blood from a... Excuse me.
Go ahead. What you
can't say? Get blood from a stone.
No, let me finish it. It is impossible to extract a certain kind of fluid from the thick edible root of a biennial herb.
A turnip.
All right, can't get blood from a turnip. All right. Fabricate fodder during the time that the luminous celestial body emits rays of light.
Could you repeat?
Make hay when the sun shines.
That's right. For 10 points, scoring time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 5 minutes to go. Notre Dame has 170. Mount Holyoke has 135.
Coming up is a 20-point bonus that you might turn into a 40-pointer. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points, what phrase originated as a typing exercise might serve Notre Dame?
Jim Cantrell.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
That's right, and I didn't even ask you.
Wait.
Hold it. Penalize you 5 points. Repeat the question for Holyoke. You did not quote it word for word. For 10 points, what phrase originated as a typing exercise might serve equally well as a slogan for either the Democratic or Republican parties?
Betsy Whithers.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party.
Now, wait a minute.
The party.
Hold it.
Their party.
Decision. All right, on the article, you'll let it go. All right, you'll get accepted for 10 points. Here's your 20-point bonus. It could turn into a 40-pointer, Mount Holyoke. The state of Tennessee gave the United States 3 19th-century presidents. We'll give you 20 points if you can name 2 of these 3 presidents, and you'll earn 40 points if you can name all 3. But listen, I want you to discuss your answers out loud and then decide quickly on the 3 you're to give me, because I'll accept only 3.
Well, one of them was Jackson.
Work as a team.
Jackson.
Polk?
All right, now, are you ready? Give me your 3, please.
Oh, one was Jackson.
Yes.
One was... Polk. We'll say Polk.
That's right, for 20
and
points.
And the other was 19th century, you said?
Yes.
The other was... Was it Buchanan?
No, it was Johnson, but you got 20 points out of it. Jackson, Johnson, and Polk. All right, scoring time now, Roger.
Right now, Notre Dame has 155. Mount Holyoke has 165.
All right,
we have 3 minutes to go, Alan.
A 20-point bonus is coming up. Now, just a minute. I want you to listen to this very carefully. What is the very familiar statement that concludes the following passage? Now, I'm going to read you a statement, and I am looking for the sentence... that concludes it, or the sentences, the statement that concludes this passage that I'm going to read. Are you listening? Are you clear? Is it clear? All right, here we go. Quote, I come from a state that raises corn and cotton and cockleburrs and Democrats, and frothy eloquence neither convinces nor satisfies me. Now, I'm looking for the statement that concludes it. Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
You shall not impress upon the brow of mankind this crown of thorns. You shall not crucify mankind upon this cross of gold.
No, I'm sorry. That's a good try. Can you take it, my Holyoke?
Was it? You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold?
No, it was not. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
Right now, Alan, we have Notre Dame and Mount Holyoke. We have rectified the score. It is now 165 apiece, a tie at this moment.
A tie? Here we go with a 20-point bonus coming. How much to go?
2.5 minutes to go.
All right, 2 minutes to go. Okay, here we go. For 10 points, what famous fictional terrapin defended the different branches of arithmetic as ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision? Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Witters.
The Mock Turtle and Alice in Wonderland?
Right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go. Now, Mount Holyoke, you know the next holiday that we all have to look forward to is Easter. This year, Easter falls on April 10th. For 20 points, tell us how the date of Easter is set for any one year.
40 days from the date of Lent.
No, it is. It is the. I'll tell you. It is the first Sunday after the full moon in after the vernal equinox.
That's right, for 20 points. The first Sunday that falls after the first full moon in after the vernal equinox. Okay, here we go with a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. A city in Alabama, a city in Georgia, and a city in Illinois all have the same name. This name is also the last name of a famous American naval hero. Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Farragut.
Okay, wait. Penalize him 5 points. I'll repeat the question for Notre Dame. A city in Alabama, a city in Georgia, and a city in Illinois all have the same name. This name is also the last name of a famous American naval hero. For 10 points, what's the name?
Jim Decatur.
Decatur, right, for 10 points. Here you go with a 20-point bonus for Notre Dame. It's a two-part quick bonus on current events. For 10 points apiece, I want you to tell me the news story behind these names. First of all, Hayes Allen Jenkins. The news story behind his name. Who is he? What did he do? He won the men's world championship in figure skating for the third time in a row at Vienna recently. All right. The news story behind this name, Kipak Spearnot. You know it? He's the 65-pound snuffling, low-legged best of the show at the Westminster Kennel Club show. Score and time, Roger.
Alan, we don't have any time. There's the whistle. We were watching the clock as we went along, and the game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl is tonight 175 points for the University of Notre Dame and 190 points for the winner, Mount Holyoke College. To each member of the Notre Dame team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke College will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke will return next week to compete in the new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the March issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstands now. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate Mount Holyoke, and I want to say to you four men from Notre Dame, you gave those girls a tough fight, and you could have beat by 5 points for that last bonus. Chuck Doherty, Francis Newman, Patsy Pasquale, and Jim Cantrell, you were great, and I'm sure Notre Dame's proud of you. We all are. Now, next week, Mount Holyoke meets Colgate. And the following weeks, we're going to have here varsity scholars from Columbia University, Cornell University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us again next week and every week here for an exciting quiz game in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for the University of Notre Dame, Charles Chan, station WNAQ in Chicago, and for Mount Holyoke College, Jim Strong, station WTIC, Hartford, Connecticut. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Phobes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
Join Clifton Fetterman and his guests for another conversation tonight over most NBC radio stations.